Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hope and pray that all has been well in your family circle on today. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I want to welcome all of my guests. I want to welcome my first-time listeners. I want to welcome my business colleagues. I want to welcome the Kingdom Assembly, Congregational Assembly, rather, my Kingdom Congregational Assembly. I want to welcome my kinship family, all of you that are out there in my live digital praise and worship church experience. This is not a pre-recording, but this is a live church worship and praise program. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome all of you. I want to also welcome my just faithful and continual listeners of the Old Ship of Zion. And may God richly bless you, you and you. And I want you just to come aboard. I have the chat room up available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. I want you to get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring all your digital devices or call them toys. So all that your digital gadgets, bring them aboard. May it be your smartphone, your iPhone, your laptop, your desktop, whatever it might be. Just bring those aboard, hallelujah, because we are living in a digital world and digital is the way. So I just want you to come aboard and allow me to minister the divine word of truth. Hallelujah unto you on this evening. Hallelujah. And so what we're going to do now, we're going to go quickly into a prayer. We do a prayer of those that has lost loved ones. May it be in the last 72 hours. May it be in the last 48 hours, the last 24, last 12, 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, minutes ago, seconds ago. And we do this to keep you encouraged, to let you know that in your hour, hallelujah, of despair, that you are not alone and that you have other pilgrims, travelers around this world that are praying for each and every individual under the sound of my voice. And I want you to just be encouraged and know that weeping might endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So when you're weeping, we are weeping with you. If we are going according to the guidelines, bylines, precepts of God's word, he said, be a helper one to another and share in each other's burdens. So when you are weeping, we are weeping with you, but we're praying that God will intervene and restore the joy and restoration back unto your heart and soul. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' marvelous name. Amen. All right, so now we're going to go into our opening prayer. And each time that we approach this podium, hallelujah, we fail not to introduce the man of the hour. He's a holy deity. His identity is Jesus Christ. He's born, hallelujah, in Bethlehem. He's Jesus of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. Let me get that right. So we want to introduce him because he is the beginning and he is the end. So we want to make his name great, hallelujah, among the nation. So we want to just introduce Jesus Christ to you, you, and you. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for this opportunity to come across these airways and skyways, hallelujah, and where we can congregate and unite all across this globe in your own private domain. So may you be in a castle upon a hill, in a spreading mansion, hallelujah, in your apartment, your duplex, your tent, hallelujah, your closet, wherever you might be. We want you to know that God made all of this possible where we could gather and unite and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God said in his word that he's coming out the church without spot or wrinkle. So we know that we have to live right if we want to see Jesus. We got to live right and we got to love right. We got to love people. We can't have hatred and malice in our heart because we will not see Jesus if we're carrying around a luggage full of hatred and malice and deceit in our heart. So we just thank God, hallelujah, for giving us this opportunity. So I'm just asking those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, you said that when you went away, you was going to prepare a place for us. And upon your return, God, you will come in to receive us unto yourself. And so, God, until that time is upon us, hallelujah, we know it's approaching, but until that time is up on us, God, we will continue moving upward and onward in your will and in your way, doing what you have designated for us to do, what you have given us, hallelujah, a charge, hallelujah, to go out and evangelize and preach and minister, hallelujah, and just win souls for the kingdom of God. And so, Lord, we're just going to continue to do what you would have us to do. We will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west. As pilgrims through this barren land, I'm asking you on tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, hallelujah, and words of wisdom. To each and every individual that are hurting deep down the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God and his congregational assembly say amen and amen. All right. So now we're going to, without any further ado, we're going to take you into a live, this is a live digital praise and worship church service, hallelujah. And so your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Floyd. And so I just want you once again to just get you a good seat, and we just thank God for you, and may God richly bless and keep you is our prayer. All right, so now we're going to just go on into the service because I don't want to be before you too long. I wanted to start a little earlier tonight, you know, because it's just a needed thing for me to come across early than I have been coming, you know, because we know time is of an essence, and so I must, you know, get this message across in a timely manner, in a timely fashion. So we're going to go right on into the Word of God right now, and you can get your digital devices out. And I will be giving out the scripture and the verses, and so you can write them down and go back at your, you know, at another time at your discretion, and refer back to the scriptures and verses that I have given out on tonight. So our sermon or our theme on tonight, entitled Talent Search. I want to say that one more time. Our theme, our sermon on tonight, entitled Talent Search. So we know that the Word of God says that I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 6 and 8. And I'm reminded, hallelujah, that there was a program, hallelujah, that used to come, they got a lot of the old sitcoms and movies and shows and all of that coming back to television. But that was a television show the name of it is American Idol. And we know that it has become a global phenomenon. We know that millions wait anxiously to find out who will be the next singer. Eliminated in the musical talent hunt. We know that some call it a new concept in entertainment, but it's hardly a new idea. As a boy once reminded watching a show, and he said that it was, an original amateur hour, and then after that was followed by the Gong Show in the early 70s, and then by Star Search in the 80s. And it is an ongoing theme of television to search for someone unknown and make him or her famous. We know that dreams of fame and fortune, however, are not at the heart of the search. And it's truly timeless, and that search is God's own pursuit of hearts that are available for his work in this world. Read that in the law of Isaiah, the Lord asked, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then we read Isaiah, ready response says, here am I, send me. So I want to ask you that are listening in my live digital church worship and praise service on tonight. God is looking for a talent search. However, you don't have to be a professional. He's not looking for professional people. You don't have to be qualified. You don't even have to be talented. But God is looking for hearts that are surrendered to him. Hallelujah. And so we know that, like I said, there was another show that was Star Search in the 80s. And so we know that God is looking for a few good men, a few good women to go out into this vineyard and that would labor the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we know that God say, you know, like I said, you don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to have a doctorate degree. You don't have to have a PhD degree. You don't have to have an associate, which a PhD degree is a doctorate, but you don't have to have associate or bachelor degree. You don't even have to have any experience. Because God said, in that hour, when you know not what to say, God said, at that time and at that hour, I will give you in which what to say. God will put words in your mouth when he wants you to speak. So, God is not looking for the most qualified or talented, but he is seeking hearts that are surrendered to him. He is seeking for those who are available. And you know there's a song for I'm available. God is looking for an available, dependable, willing to be used individual. Hallelujah. God will show himself strong, and God will be glorified. Have you made yourself available to God lately? I want to ask you that. You tell God, say, God, not have my way, but have thy own way in me, God. Use me, because we know that thou art the potter, and I'm only the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yielded and still. Hallelujah. Your life is God's gift to you. And what you can do, you can make it your gift to God. God is looking for some vineyard workers because he knows, hallelujah, that the labels are few. In a time in which we live, you know, people are going out there, exiting and out the church house and going back out in the world because they feel like, you know, that they've missed something. They need to go back out there one more time. But, you know, that's dangerous to take a gamble on your life. Who is to say that God will keep the door open? You know, there was an old hotel and they had old slogan says that we'll keep the light on for you. Well, God don't have that guarantee that he'll keep the light on for you after keeping the light on for so long. You can use up your wattage. You can wear out welcome. So it behooves us to get in God and stay in God. It's not time to play rock-a-room with your life because time is of an essence and you do not know where death is. God say we are just like a vapor. We're here today and gone the next second, the next moment, the next hour, the next day. So it behooves us to know where we're going and make preparations to go there by living a holy sanctification lifestyle before man and God. Hallelujah. Moses' eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished in the law of Deuteronomy 34 and 7. And there's a story of a silent film star. And when the talking movies came into fashion, this star lost her audience. As an older woman, she longed for the glory of her past in her mind. Silent facial expressions alone made a good movie, not dialogue. In the song, with one look. With one look, I can break your heart. With one look, I can play every part. With one look, I can ignite a blaze. I'll return to my glory days. Hallelujah. But in the past, her life ended in tragedy. It's been said that each life is like a book. Live one chapter at a time. And if you think your most fruitful years are behind you, remember you're writing a new chapter now. Learn to live each day with contentment in the present. We know that near the end of Moses' life, God showed him the promised land. Clearly, he had accomplished his mission in life, but he didn't long for the miracle of his glory days. Instead, we're told that Moses was content to obey God in the present. So I want to encourage you on this evening. In the sunset years, we find out that Moses mentored Joshua to be his successor in the law of Deuteronomy 31 and 1 through 8. So living contently in the present has a way of making you and I and us productive for a lifetime, for God's glory. I give my life to you, O Lord. And live for you each day. Grant me contentment as I strive to follow and obey. We know that living in the past paralyzes the present and bankrupts the future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know we have to run this race with persistence. It don't necessarily have to be precision, but be persistent, because we know that we are only humans and we err. But when you err, don't forget to ask for God's forgiveness. And then God erases and blot out the blemish of sin and remember it anymore. God's word in the law of John 13 and 15 says, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. We know that the love of God was visibly demonstrated in Jesus when he was here on earth. We are reminded that in stooping to wash the feet of his disciples, he mirrored the submissive step he took when he left heaven and became a man. He healed the sick. He endured bitter hatred as his reward. He died like a criminal on a Roman cross. His endurance and these acts of kindness reflect God's love. For Jesus said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law, John 14 and 9. We know that Jesus is no longer with us in this physical body. He's now seated at God's right hand in heaven. So if God's love is to be embodied today, it must be done through Christus. Is it being done through you, my sister and my brother? Hallelujah. Your life and my life and our lives can help paint your neighbor's picture of God. God is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. God never changes. We change. We change our disposition. We change our clothes. We change our hair color. We change our attitude. But God never changes. God says, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 2 Corinthians 4 and 1. Hallelujah. And I'm reminded of a pastor. He had been forced out by his elders. They claimed that they saw no fruit from his ministry. Hallelujah. And so the pastor, his service was a difficult place. He said that the people's heart were cold and hostile to the truth. And you know, we find that same thing going on in the churches of today. People, it's become difficult. They become hard-hearted. They become elusive. They don't want to hear the word of God. They don't want to hear the truth. They'd rather for you to tell jokes and lies than to tell you the truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. So during the pastor's time, there had been no conversion and no baptism. But he did recall one positive response in his preaching. One occasion, there was an offering plate that had been passed around during a service. A young lad had placed a plate on the floor and stood up, stepped into it. When asked to explain, he replied that he had been deeply touched by the minister's life. While he had no money to give, he wanted to give himself boldly to God. The boy who stepped into the plate, hallelujah, also became a pioneer in the missionary out in Africa. He was greatly used of God to touch many lives. It's all about starting with that small church and the faithful work of that unappreciated pastor. You know, you don't have to worry about that. You know, you might not have a church of your own. You're still, you know, in the church where you first begun, and God has called you to a calling, but you don't have your own church. You just keep on with what God is having you to do, because that will come in God's appointed opportunity time. God will present your church unto you. You just keep on being faithful. Keep on being there for God. where God can use you. You know, matters what the naysayers say. Hallelujah. God will have the last laugh. You just keep on being a vessel that God can use. You know, be available for God, and God will bless you. God will bless the fruit of your hands. The Bible says that, hallelujah, they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? And that scripture reading, hallelujah, I'm sorry, that is not correct. I am so sorry. Forgive me on that. In the law of Ruth 1 and 16, says, wherever you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. You know, I tell you, you know, that is something when a person can tell you, you know, I'm going to follow you because I know you are a good, you know, representative of God. And God will allow people to want to follow you when you're telling the truth. People know when you're real and what you're saying and the lifestyle that you lead, and people want to be a part of what you're doing for God. And so we know that Ruth most often was heard at weddings, spoken by a grievous young widow to a mother-in-law. Naomi and Ruth said, wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. And your people should be my people, and your God, my God. Hallelujah. And so we know that Ruth had no legal or cultural responsibilities to Naomi, who also was a widow and had no means of support. No one would have blamed Ruth for staying with her own people in Moab, where the chances of remarrying were greater. But Naomi even urged Ruth to stay, but Ruth was determined to go with her Judah and to follow her. Ruth's unselfish devotion was considered worthy of praise. Boaz, Ruth's future husband, told her, it has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. The Lord repay your works. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that the promise spoken at a wedding are full of hope and meaning. Ruth's words have survived the centuries because of her unwavering commitment to God and a person indeed. She points us to the value of loving sacrifices for the Lord and his rich blessings on all who give themselves unselfishly to others. God is looking for a few good men and women that are willing to step out on faith, step out on God's word. Hallelujah. And just follow God's leading. Hallelujah. You know, God told me, said, I want you to go to the airways. When I started ministering, and I said, airways? You know, I didn't know what God was talking to me about. And I said, airways? You know, and sometimes you can't get stupid on God, you know. And God says, aren't you on Facebook? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, I want you to go to the airways. And so in that same hour, what God had prompted me to do, I was obedient to God's leading and God's command. And so when you obedient to God, God will bless you. People might not see the blessings, but you know that they are there. You know God has worked miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. Hallelujah, that you couldn't do it on your own. But God has blessed you. God has blessed the fruit of your labor. God has blessed your family members through your ministry. Hallelujah. So like I said, God is looking for a talent search. Men and women that are willing, able bodies. Hallelujah, to go out in God's vineyard and preach his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so I know my time is coming on in. And so I guess I'm going to wrap this on up, and we're going to go now on into the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. And these Hymns of Zion is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart, because I know that some of you is going through some things. Some of you are going through some financial dilemmas. Some of you are going through some marital problems, divorce. Some of you are going through the loss of a child. Some of you have had a miscarriage. Some of you have fell out with family members, and you don't quite know how to approach them. You want to say you're sorry, but you don't know how to approach them. But you can go into your closet and ask God to lead you on how to approach the situation. See, a lot of times we always want to do things ourselves, but we have to invite God into the arena. See, God's saying all you do and all that you do, you have to include God. See, in all that we do, we must ask God leading and his guiding in our day-to-day itinerary. And God will direct yours, mine, and our path if we acknowledge God. In all our ways, acknowledge God. He shall direct your path. He will establish you. Hallelujah, when you be obedient. When you be obedient to God and you need God to do something for you, you don't know how he's going to do it, but you believe by faith God is going to do it because you've asked him. He's done it before. He's worked miracles in your eyes. And you know that God will hear your prayer when you pray. Hallelujah. Then you can ask God for what you will and believe it, and ye shall have it. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. This program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. Have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in your prayer, go down with you in prayer, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator, once again, has been Overseer Janice Ward. You can submit your correspondence to P.O. Box 1600, Gerard, California, 95020. Now the prayer line is open. Anyone desiring prayer, now is the time to call in to the Dallop Prayer Request Line. And yours truly will touch and agree and pray that what you have placed at the foot of God, God will bring it to fruition. We're going to give you a little more time. So that caller, that call in, if you're so kind, would like to call back in, you can call back in. And the prayer request line are now open. We're going to give you just, the callers a few more time. I mean, here's just a little bit more time to call in. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. We just thank you just, so kindly for just tuning in, for being on in the midst in our chat room, where you could listen and, just kind of get a feel of the program. Some of you first time listeners, and I just thank God for you and may God bless you. Is my prayer. I just thank God because we know that God is a good God. And he can do anything but with one exception. And that is fail. We know there is no failing in God. Hallelujah. So we're gonna keep the lines open for a few more seconds. And then we're going to carry you on in to our second half of our program. Hallelujah. So I just thank God, like I said, for those of you that so graciously tune in on tonight. And may God bless you is my prayer. We just know that God is so good. God is so wonderful. He's so sweet and he's so kind. And so now we're going to take you on into our live program, and we're going to let this carry us on out. So till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Thank you, God.
All the way.
tomorrow right here. Here.
Yeah.
Thank you. dedicated to all of you who have been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work, and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will He give you what you need, but He promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessings.
Oh, He's been so good to me.
Hallelujah.
He's been so good. Oh!